This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you like the DJV Show, you'll love the DJV Show podcast. It's fresh and it's full of exclusive bonus content, stuff you won't hear on the radio show. Go to DJVShow.com and click on the podcast button, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Money, gossip, relationships at 7 past the hour. This is the DJV Show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and as they used to say on television, yours truly, Doug Steffen, with a picture of the day, things that people are talking about, what money can't buy. Money can't buy you love, and apparently can't keep you quiet if you were involved in some sort of a love exchange. People in the news, Stormy Daniels has launched a crowd fund for her legal costs. If she didn't want to have legal costs, then she probably should have kept quiet. Yes or no? At this point in time, you're not going to do anything to besmirch Donald Trump's character. People know pretty much what he has been about. This is an old story. It's not something that I think in terms of, there's no earth-shaking reality here other than that she's a porn star and she's got nice dimples and other than that, okay, so what are we doing? Somebody's gaining. There's a follow the money trail to me here with this. And so now she's suing. Who's suing? I guess I'm trying to follow who's doing what to whom here. She says she's not going to keep quiet any longer because Trump never actually signed the agreement. Somebody else's lawyer
Michael Cohen.
Yeah, okay.
Well, so, but here's the problem. Second lawyer involved now, too.
Michael Cohen was the one who paid her, so of course he would sign the agreement.
Yeah.
The money did not come from Trump directly. It came from Michael Cohen. So I think she's going to find herself. I think that's why she's crowdfunding, because they're taking legal action on this. And I think that she knows, I'm no lawyer, but I would imagine that she doesn't have much of an argument that she's allowed to talk about this because Trump didn't sign the NDA when she actually had the arrangement with Trump's lawyer. So we'll see how that plays out.
Thinks there's an opportunity
15
here?
15 minutes of fame, I'm sure. She told the story on radio back when it happened that she was in an affair. She was having an affair with Trump. She's talked about it. Yeah. And then they wanted to keep her quiet before, I guess, the campaign, which is why she signed this NDA and took the $130,000. And now she's saying, well, I want to talk about it. I'll give you the money back. But that's not how agreements work. We all know that. I think we've probably all signed.
But why does she want to talk about it? What's to be gained unless she thinks she's going to make money? So why does she need a crowdfunding?
She'll be on CBS. She'll be talking to Anderson Cooper. She'll be.
She's going to get paid for that. Yeah. What is she going to write a book? Somebody's going to do a movie about her life? I mean, this is silly. And somebody's not coaching her particularly well. You're not going to get into a you know what contest with Trump and win. You're just not. They can, you know, they know the legal things. Maybe everybody's going to know who she is. But what? How's that benefit her? In the long run, I don't see.
Maybe there is a book deal that comes from it, or maybe there's some other XXX movie that she's going to make that comes from it.
With Alec Baldwin playing the part of Donald Trump in the sack,
that would be fun.
I don't know. I just don't see what the. I don't get it, frankly. But she will.
She may not be paid to talk to Anderson Cooper, but she will be paid for other things. I'm sure people. Like Jen said, 15 minutes of fame. People make money off of things that you wouldn't even believe.
Yeah. And they have huge egos. Sometimes that's enough to scratch somebody's itch. She probably thinks she'll be on Celebrity Big Brother. Maybe she thinks she has to be a talk show host. People think they can do, excuse me, really big things. And then they find out, well, maybe not.
Not so big. All right, next person in the news is Saudi Arabia's crown prince, who's visiting the White House next week. He's a reformer. I think every day for the last couple of weeks, we've talked about him expanding women's rights.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very restrictive country, as most of you know. Women now can drive. I mean, even think about that. You didn't used to be able to go to sports events. Sports events were for men only. Talk about a sexist. Can you imagine trying to pull something like that off in our country? This is like the old, this is beyond prehistoric as far as their attitude toward women. And so the focus here on how he's changing things for everybody in Saudi Arabia except for one person, one woman, his mother. Apparently, the prince has, he's referred to, by the way, as MBS, Mohammed bin Salman, blocked his mother from seeing his father more than 2 years ago and has kept her away from him as he gets more powerful. And I'm not quite sure whether he's trying to protect her because the father's a pig, but nobody knows where she is. She's out of the country. Maybe she's sick, whatever it is, but he sort of isolated her, and there is, whether she didn't want him to be, she wanted another son to be the next ruler of Saudi Arabia, that's not clear either. Really causing people who are beginning to look at this fellow and wonder, is he really the reformer that he is, or is he just power hungry and his mother's in the way? He's only 31. And I just find it, it looks to me like a Middle Eastern soap opera.
Yeah, but you know, and just I think it was yesterday or the day before, he changed the law that when a couple gets divorced or if they separate, that the woman in the past has not been able to have custody of her children, even if she didn't do anything wrong. But now he changed that so that women, single women with children, can actually remain or can retain custody of their kids. That's a very progressive move as well. So I don't know. This part of the story sounds very kind of counterintuitive to what he's been doing.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm wondering. Well, this is about the power that's with the throne, if you will. The mother doesn't like this son, the father does, and so it is a soap opera, though. It is kind of. And it'll be more of a focus as it gets closer to him being here. I think he's meeting with the president on the 20th, which is next Tuesday. It is before next Tuesday, the 20th, comes Saturday, the 17th. Irish tourism and going to Ireland for St. Patrick's Day. A lot of people getting on planes today on the East Coast in America flying to Ireland to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. You want to join them? We'll focus on Ireland and St. Patrick's Day. Victoria is the queen of the Irish on this program. We'll get to that and her experiences and perhaps a good experience for you right after this.
I opened a restaurant because I love running out and buying printer ink at the last minute. I'll try that new bolognese recipe later. First, I need to track down a magenta ink cartridge so I can print today's specials. Living the dream.
Staples thinks it's time to rethink your ink so you can spend more time doing what you really love. And so this week at Staples, when you trade in your old printer, you'll save up to $80 on a new Epson EcoTank, which includes up to 2 years of ink. Visit Staples today and keep your ink stocked and your business moving. Valid 311 to 324. See store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Now 15 after the hour on the DJV show, let's welcome in Niall Gibbons, who is the Chief of Tourism Ireland. He's a roving ambassador, if you will, for all of the great things the Irish have to offer, and they got lots to offer. I've only been to Ireland once, Niall, but I enjoyed the experience. I'm not Irish, don't know that I have any Irish blood, but our own Victoria Keevan has lots of Irish blood, so where I lack it, she's got it.
So does Jen.
Jennifer has a lot of Irish.
Yeah,
right, exactly.
Sure do.
So, Niall, how many people are getting on a plane as we go through this week to go over to Ireland to celebrate St. Patrick's Day?
Oh, well, First of all, good morning, Doug, and good morning, Victoria. Thank you for having me on the show. It's such an honor to be here. I'm actually in Washington, D.C. Over the next couple of days, and I'm heading down to New York on Friday, and I'll be celebrating St. Patrick's Day in one of the biggest parades in the world in New York. At the same time, there'll be about 600,000 people heading to Ireland for St. Patrick's Day for what is one of our biggest and best festivals, probably one of the biggest in the world, really. There's never a better time to be Irish, and Doug, even if you're not Irish, this is the week that you can be. And if you've been to Ireland once, that's great, and you'll be welcome to come again at any time as my guest.
Thank you. That'd be nice. All right, I'll take you up on that. So the Emerald Isle, there's a lot of, I don't know that I've ever done that right. The Emerald Isle. Ireland is known for drinking. I remember all of the part of the tour that I was on was an attempt to get us to go to all the places where brewski is made in Ireland, but it's not really a fair, I don't think it's a fair overview. I think there's a lot of beauty in Ireland, a lot of creativity. I thought it was quite a cool place, frankly. So,
yeah,
what else besides?
I mean, everyone likes to have a pint of Guinness maybe on St. Patrick's Day, but yeah. I mean, the three compelling characteristics that come to mind for many of our international visitors to Ireland are, first of all, the friendliness and warmth of the people. Secondly, the stunning and outstanding natural beauty. And then the distinctive Irish culture, you know, which generally is expressed through our playwrights, our poets, our music, and our dance. And those are the three things that people keep on telling us that brings them back time and time again.
So what is there? One of the things that I found when I went to the Titanic exhibit was there's a big, huge warehouse sort of across. Do you know what I mean? The exhibit, and then there's this huge warehouse across the street from it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do.
Where they film Game of Thrones, and it just—it's
amazing.
Ireland really is.
Ireland is very lucky at the moment because we've got the biggest project on a big screen and the biggest project on a small screen. So we've got both Game of Thrones been filmed in Belfast, and we've had Star Wars been filmed along the west coast of Ireland. And this week at the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Dublin, we've got two very special guests, Liam Cunningham, who is the major star of Game of Thrones, and Mark Hamill, Luke Skywalker, is going to be our international guest of honour as well for St. Patrick's Day. So if you're a Star Wars junkie or Game of Thrones junkie, Dublin is definitely the place to be.
So is it obvious or not so obvious, Niall, why so many Americans want to go to Ireland? Is it golf? Is it the tourism itself? Is it the food? Is it the drink? What's the real bottom line? When you do your surveys, why do you find most Americans want to go there?
Well, look, I think there's many of those functional reasons, like the golf, the food, the drink, the, you know, the enjoyment, the people. But I think underneath the skin of it all, really, you know, Ireland and the United States have just a very special relationship, a very special bond, very special kinship. There are 34 million people in the United States that tick the census box when it comes to Irish ancestry. And those ties that bind us really go back over 160, 70 years. And, you know, those are the things that really ultimately connect us. It's amazing the number of people that have got connections in Ireland that haven't really discovered them yet. And there's some great online tools now if you want to discover your family and ancestry online. And when you do it online, then the next best step really is to go and discover it yourself back in Ireland. And that's one thing that people are, you know, people are always looking for connections. They're always seeking to look to see where they came from, who were the people, you know, what were the circumstances in which they have lived. And I find it incredible every time I come over here to be able to connect, even with my own relatives as well. Mm-hmm. Last year I met my third cousin over here. We share the same great-great-grandmother who was from 1860 in the same county in Roscommon. And it was an amazing thing that brought us together. And I think that's one thing really that brings the United States and Ireland, you know, in terms of kinship and you know, family bonds, that makes people want to go back.
Well, there's a huge increase, 20% increase in the number of Americans last year who went to Ireland from the year before. We've got about 30 seconds here. The expenses, euro versus dollar, does that factor in or is that a reason for people wanting to go?
You know, the currency has actually been fairly good over the last number of years. It's a really good value. Never a better time to go either. We've got 15 gateways from the United States from coast to coast. Very easy to get there. And if you need any more information, Ireland.com is the place to go.
Ireland.com. Niall Gibbons, CEO of Tourism Ireland, here with an encouraging word about St. Patrick's Day and travel to Ireland on the DJV show at 21 after the hour.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
And change at the hour now on the DJV show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. This is the theme from The Crown. And as we understand what's going on here, this is something that really gets under my skin. The Queen on The Crown gets less than her co-star Matt Smith to play her husband. Why? What role? I've watched some of the episodes of this. Claire Foy is the queen, and most people think she really is the star. But she was paid less than the guy who was on, at least during the first couple of seasons of this drama. Going forward, no one gets paid more than the queen, but that's going forward. Last 2 years, she, playing Queen Elizabeth, was paid less than the guy who played Prince Philip. That doesn't even compute with me.
Yeah.
And even not even knowing the two of them, Philip has a very small role, did then and does now, in the real life of the Queen. So
yeah, I have seen
what's the thinking,
show.
One wonders.
The only sort of reasoning that the producers were able to give is that Matt Smith was on Doctor Who prior to joining The Crown, which is a big show over in the UK. Other than that, I still don't think that justifies getting... I don't know.
I don't think... So. Even if you've been on a big show
beforehand... Was he a doctor?
Yeah, he was the doctor on it for a season. Or it might have been a few seasons. I've never watched Doctor Who. But on a show like this, where she is literally the main character, and she is in the most scenes, I don't think your past should matter that much.
Right.
It's like, when you were the star of the show, for you to be making less than other people on it, especially someone who is, yes, kind of a main character, but doesn't have that big of a part in what happens, we were talking about it yesterday. It's exponential. It's so frustrating to me.
Yep.
Let's not be frustrated.
We need to talk about agents, though, right? These are people. Not people that are going in and negotiating. Yeah. These are their agents.
She's not the bad guy. It's the agents not doing their job. Yeah. That's it. 26 half the hour. Here's Miley Cyrus, who's in the musical news. Apparently, there's a Jamaican songwriter who says Miley ripped off the lyrics from a song, and now he's suing her for $300 million. Yeah, good luck to you, pal. Michael May, who performs as Florgon. Huh? What kind of name is that? Claims
maybe
that Miley's...
that's why he's not popular.
Yeah, right.
His name is Florgon.
Her party song, We Can't Stop, features lyrics that infringe on his own work. The seven words are, we run things, things don't run we. Are you going to get $300 million for that, pal? Good luck.
Not even good grammar.
My God. What a bunch of nonsense.
My favorite really part is that he says Miley's song owes its chart-topping popularity and its highly lucrative success to May's work. First of all, those are words that plenty of people have said before, maybe not in that exact order, because I'm sure Doug would never say it in that order, because
of
the grammar.
We run things, things don't run we. All right, I'm going to say it 100 times, then send him a tape and let him try to take me to court.
But the idea that, like, the song is popular because Miley Cyrus sang it,
not
because of his words.
It's not even a good song, let's be honest. It's not her best song. It's not a great statement.
Not a great song.
Right.
Is she
can't blame the guy for trying, I guess. $300 million.
How influenced is she by Caribbean music?
I think it's possible that she was, but I don't know if she was influenced particularly by this guy.
Yeah. The crux of it is really the other songwriters that she worked with on this track and on that album they have often talked about their Caribbean influence. So I think that's really why this guy is kind of, he's really going at the songwriters, but Miley's name is attached to this. And her manager.
How many times do you hear artists pick up words or lyric lines from other songs and then develop them?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's silly. And $300 million, the lawyer says, would be reasonable compensation. She doesn't have...
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you like the DJV Show, you'll love the DJV Show podcast. It's fresh and it's full of exclusive bonus content, stuff you won't hear on the radio show. Go to DJVShow.com and click on the podcast button, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour on the DJV Show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and Doug Steffen, bringing you into the new world order, the greater Framingham Community Church gave away gasoline to get people to come to church.
What?
Last Sunday, yeah.
Oh, because you guys lost your power, right?
No. They gave away. They wanted to get people to know about their church. So a couple of church members
pay for you to get here.
Stood in the middle of the road in front of a gas station. Come in here, the first 200 people get free gas.
Jesus wants you to have gas? I don't understand the connection.
Just a way of getting attention. I thought that was pretty creative, actually.
Framingham is like its own island.
Framingham is a very unusual community.
So weird.
Yeah. But I went to a meeting last night, and for some reason or other, I was sitting with the superintendent of schools with whom I'd had lunch earlier in the day, and his business manager. We're talking about the budget and what's going on. All of a sudden, four or five women in the row behind us were sort of, they were just chatting with each other, and people looked around, and I looked around, and I was trying to figure out what was going on. I swear this is not anything other than what it actually was. Somebody figured out who I was, And it wasn't Farmer Doug, it was Radio Doug. For some reason or another, somebody had Googled me, because there's a lot of chat in town now about the farm and me trying to actually save it and what I'm doing to do that. So there are people who don't know me, and they Google me, and they all these women all start, look at him.
I mean, ooh, hear them, they Googled, they found out you're single.
No, they found out, they said to the superintendent, oh, he's a celebrity. And I just sort of laughed and chuckled myself. I'd rather be known as Farmer Doug. But it is funny how people get. And then there was a buzz around. They were all showing each other my picture and the stuff about the radio program on their Google. They'd Googled me for whatever the reason. And I don't even Google
stalking him. You.
I don't know about that. I don't know that I wanted them.
Well, I think that's cute. Story. That's good.
It was kind of cute.
Any lookers?
Feel nice.
No, not that you noticed, but thanks for asking.
Don't say that. I'm sure they were all very lovely.
They're very lovely ladies. Yeah. Yes, they were. A little maternal.
Now they're all listening today. That's how, yeah, that's
yeah,
true.
That could be.
They're all beautiful.
All right. Toys R Us going out of business this week. 735 stores liquidating their inventory. 33,000 employees out on the street. The chairman said in a statement, I'm disappointed with the results, but we are no longer able to financially support what we're doing, so we are discontinuing the U.S. operations. I don't know where their headquarters is, but obviously, I thought they came from New Jersey originally, but apparently they have stores all over the world, in France, Portugal, Australia, so they are
right
continuing.
Now, this sucks. And I don't usually use that terminology, but it does. This is the end of something huge. And I think we can all identify with, I want to be a Toys R Us kid. And that feeling of excitement when you're
Jeffrey.
A kid and you walk into a Toys R Us store and it's wall-to-wall toys and it seems like it's miles and miles long. I know that's not the case, but when you're a kid, that's what it seems like. And that feeling, I'm so sad. It's going to be lost. There are going to be no big toy stores
like that. That's my question. Where do you go now?
Amazon, Target, Walmart.
That's it.
And even Target and Walmart. I've never been to a Walmart, but I go to Target a lot. And even their toy section is really not that big. It's like one aisle. But Jen, you're so right. That magical moment of the first time your parents take you to Toys R Us, that is just, oh, that I feel sad for future generations because that was just such a great thing.
Yep. Well, I was bringing myself back around to what really the situation was for me growing up as a child, or even when my children. Toys R Us has been around for what, about 40 years? Isn't that how long?
I think more than
definitely
that.
Around when I was a kid. So
yeah.
I think it's been around longer than that.
Have they?
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So, you know, you look at these things and you think, all right, this is an iconic company. And it has changed the way we go to market to buy toys. So now where do we go? Yeah, you're going to go to Walmart? I'm not. You're going to go to Target? No, maybe. But you're going to go online to Amazon. And it just, this is a capitalist society, and Amazon is benefiting from how well they run their business. They've found a niche. They've hit a nerve. They have I don't shop like this, and it doesn't, other than buying books online, that's about all I use Amazon for. But a lot of people buy their food there. A lot of people go clothing shop. A lot of people do everything online. And at some point, whether it is just a sign of the times, you're not going to stop it. But I just wonder if people would think about things other than themselves, or maybe that's the most important thing. I mean, that's what marketers
I love
always.
Shopping at Amazon, but there's stuff like toys where you walk in and you look at things and you touch them and you feel them and you get excited. And think about what this means. And the negative side, I think, of moving towards a more Amazon approach to shopping without a brick and mortar store is that whoever pays Amazon the most for their prime placement is the one that's going to be the big product. It's all going to be about money. It's not going to be about you going in and finding some kind of rando toy. Now you're going to always, you know, you're going to always be looking at the same stuff that everybody else really is, unless you're willing to deep dive into an Amazon website. So
did Toys R Us try online and didn't work?
It's funny that as we're talking about this, you can still shop online at toysrus.com, but it's funny because there's literally a financial website that says, don't blame Amazon for the death of Toys R Us. They've been in business for 70 years, and long before online shopping was even a thing, apparently Toys R Us, their financial aspect was so mismanaged that they had billions of dollars in
debt.
They're
very heavily
and
in debt.
And so
a
lot of people are now saying, even though we're all blaming Amazon, everyone's saying, don't blame Amazon. They really did it to themselves, which is just, it's a shame.
It could be. Yep, I think that's a likely scenario. 41 after the hour, let's check out some sports news and see what's going on with the women's USA hockey goalie, Maddie Rooney. Who knows the story behind the story there, Victoria? Maddie Rooney is, she went to, to the Korean.
Yeah, she, she, the women's hockey team is just unstoppable. They're awesome. And, so of course they, she was praised, Maddie Rooney, the goalie, was praised as a national hero after her, her shootout save clinched the gold medal for Team USA against Canada. It was a great victory, great game. And shortly after the game, someone on her Wikipedia page changed her title to United States Secretary of Defense. And so on her Instagram, she actually recently shared a note that she received from the real U.S. Defense Secretary, Jim Mattis. And she got this wonderful letter from him, and he wrote, "Dear Madam Secretary Maddie, I want to add my congratulations to you and your teammates for your magnificent performances in the gold medal game. You proved yourself in a hard-fought competition, and I salute you, one Secretary of Defense to another. We are all very proud of you. Sincerely, Jim Mattis." I thought that was just like the cutest.
That
I love when things like that happen.
Speaking of cute, Jennifer, you and Gronk.
Her boyfriend,
in the same sentence.
Jen's got a lot of boyfriends this week.
The Gronk.
I have many boyfriends all the time. Yeah, Gronk. Gronk consider future. Gronk had hurt, no play football.
All right, so Rob Gronkowski is considering his future, and Patriots fans are a little bit nervous. They're on edge because his latest Instagram post bid farewell to his teammate, Danny Amendola. It isn't doing anything to calm their nerves that Gronk is going to return. Fans especially took notice of the words Gronk decided to emphasize when he wrote to Danny, "Gronk use caps." He said, quote, "It was an honor playing with ya the past 5 years at Danny Amendola. Thanks for all the hugs and memories. Stay lit, be free, be happy. Your hard work, the way you play at your size, the pain you fought through, the hits you take, and get right back up, taking back. I appreciated it all. Congrats. Enjoy Miami, kid." Now, reports are suggesting that Gronkowski did not enjoy playing football in 2017, and those rumors have been floating around the internet. Many are reading into his emphasis of free and happy. Last month, Gronk told reporters, "I'm definitely going to look at my future. For sure, I'm going to sit down in the next couple of weeks and see where I'm at." Gronk's only 28. He has 2 years remaining in his contract, but he definitely has been exploring his options in the acting and entertainment world.
And there's also a lot of change-up happening at the Patriots on the staff level. Some of the defensive coordinators and offensive coordinators have left to become coaches on other teams. Danny Amendola leaving is... it's kind of huge, and he's been Tom Brady's go-to guy along with Gronk, so and that's his buddy. I wouldn't really be surprised if Gronk pulls the plug too and goes somewhere else.
All right, let's see what has been published in Cleveland. There was in the Plain Dealer an essay published for the tribute to Cavaliers forward Kevin Love. Apparently he had a panic attack during a game last fall, and it opened him up on how the experience changes him and an overall view on mental health issues. He wrote, quote, "For 29 years, I thought about mental health as somebody else's problem. Sure, I know on some level that some people benefited from asking for help or opening up. I just never saw that it was for me. To me, it was a form of weakness that could derail my career or make me seem weird or different. Then came a panic attack. He was checked out at the Cleveland Clinic. Test results showed no physical injury. The team helped Love set up an appointment with a therapist. He said that it was difficult for him to open up about his situation because he was taught to keep his feelings to himself." And how many, I think, the reason I bring this up now isn't so much about him, But it sort of is in league with a lot of the conversation we're having about people getting to their feelings, to their core, and the mental health issues that are coming about because people don't do this. It's a very complex society that we live in these days. Really, it is. And a lot of people, no matter what their age, can't cope with the rapidity of change, things that are going on, the use of all these devices, the proximity that we have to one another, even though we aren't really close. We feel like we are because we use these devices as our connection to other people's lives. Not physical connection, not a real, like a phone call. Just it's an artificial connection. And I think it really follows some people up. It isn't the only thing, but we have these issues and we need to deal with them. And we are not, as a society, doing a good job. So I think to the end, in this circumstance, he was worried about what would people say. That's basically what he's saying here. I don't want to go public with my emotional weakness because, or he thought it was a weakness, but no, it's just dealing with your emotions. For heaven's sakes, we all have them. Some carry them on their sleeves. Some people don't deal with them. Some place in the middle is an attitude that would be correct. I was talking earlier about how the system in my hometown is going to more clearly deal with these problems by having people in the schools that are resource officers that youngsters can talk to, but they also get to know. So everybody in school is going to be known by someone, so you don't have the same sorts of problems, or theoretically you don't, as we found with this Cruz kid. I think a lot of people who involve themselves in athletics, whether it's junior high school athletics, that sort of thing, there's a lot to be said for that, too. One of the things that they're doing in Framingham is expanding the, what do they call it, intramural. Used to be that if you went to the football or basketball or baseball coach and said, I want a spot on the team, that you would compete, and then if you didn't get a slot, you were out. What we're trying to do here is form intramural leagues and things where people can play. If they're not good enough for the real team, at least they have a way to spend their time after school in things that they want to do, even if they're not that good in it. I mean, I think it's too bad. It's sad. If you really want to do something and play a sport and you're not good enough to make, quote-unquote, the team, you still want to play, don't you? And this is going to give youngsters an opportunity to do that. So, I say that as an aside to the issue when it comes to the situation with Kevin Love. But I think that in athletics, especially professional athletics, you're not encouraged to express yourself, are you? You got to be tough for the team, and that's it. So it becomes kind of nonsensical. So I'm glad that what his situation is became public, and a lot of people hopefully can learn from it. Anybody disagree?
No, not at all. I think it's great, especially with athletes, male
and
athletes.
Men.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, right.
And so many kids speak look up to them. Yep.
Yep. Speak up, speak out. Here's something I want to speak up about for a while. Having a white smile. How important that this can be for you, for if you're trying to get a job and you go in and you have really ugly teeth. People look at that. If you really have stains, yeah, really, honestly, if you see somebody that has ugly teeth, you're not really apt to spend as much time with them as if it may sound superficial, but it's real. Teeth are what you look at, well, maybe not first, but, you know, pretty close to being first, the smile that you have. And the way to clean it up is to use power swabs. Works in 5 minutes. No messy strips, no trays, none of that stuff. Don't use the toothpaste because they don't work either. They got little things in them that'll scratch the enamel. You don't want to have that be the situation. What you want is to have your teeth cleaned and a great smile, and you can do that naturally by calling 800-208-1797 for power swabs. Get a 50% discount mentioning DJV. 800-208-1797. Whiten up those teeth. Power swabs. 800-208-1797.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't.
What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Do you got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Our focus on your health and well-being. Doctor Time continues with the doctor in the house. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. We continue all the time on this program to get to the bottom with Ken, especially the research he does through his work reading through all of the various the halls of medicine, if you will, the journals. And so the first focus here in this portion of the program, Ken, is about how much rest and what you what the consequences are of poor sleep. Alzheimer's is one of them, it appears, yeah?
Absolutely. Older adults, Doug, who are sleepy during the day, they might have harmful plaque building in their brain. That is a sign of impending Alzheimer's disease. A hallmark of Alzheimer's is this accumulation of a protein in the brain called beta amyloid. It's believed that one benefit of sleep is to clear this beta amyloid, and poor sleep might allow it to build up. It's unclear how much poor sleep it takes to increase beta amyloid accumulation, but sleep is an important aspect for clearance of beta amyloid, and disrupted sleep may be a risk factor for amyloid disease. And you just want to make sure you get enough good sleep. And so not only the duration, 7 to 8 hours each night, but it's also the quality to avoid Alzheimer's.
Isn't it kind of a common sense thing, Ken? It seems almost a, there's so many bad things that come out of not getting enough rest. This is one focus, but getting enough rest is something that's a mantra of yours that you're day in and day out, week in and week out on this program. You say the same thing.
Well, I've been talking about it for keeping the coronaries nice and clean, but this is a whole different process in the brain where you get this plaque, a different type of plaque than what you see in the coronaries, and leading to disrupted brain function.
But it stands to reason you will be healthier if you get a good night's rest.
Absolutely.
Across the board.
Across the board. That is the assumption, but here's the clear proof.
Right. All right. Now, while we're in that department, let's talk about the other side, a way for you to cut down on the risk of getting Alzheimer's, dementia. By the way, which comes first? Is dementia a form of Alzheimer's, or is it the other way around? I forgot.
Correct. Correct.
That, which is correct? Alzheimer's a form of dementia.
Correct. Okay. Dementia just means you lose your ability to remember and also to think. We use this big word, cognition, which is basically a fancy word for ability to think.
Cognition is knowledge, as it turns out. And dementia, if you take that apart, in the Latin, dementia is mental. So D means away from. So there you go.
You're not thinking, you're not remembering. And the Alzheimer's is a specific kind where you get this amyloid that we just talked about accumulating.
Right. All right. So the fitness routine that you're following, and if you aren't following one, maybe you better start. Ken will explain why.
This is great news out of the medical journal Neurology this week. This new study has uncovered an additional advantage of being physically fit for women who are studied here. A highly decreased risk of getting dementia. 50 million people worldwide suffer from dementia. It's loss of memory and ability to think, as we mentioned. It's the most common among older adults, and it's more common among women. The news this week is that women who are very physically fit in middle age have an almost 90% decreased risk of being diagnosed with dementia later in life, unlike their moderately fit peers who are more exposed to this condition.
So fitness, exercise, jumping jacks, lifting weights,
very
running,
physically fit,
physical exercise
in middle age.
Physical, physical, physical. Let's get physical, Ken. You want to sing that?
Let's get physical.
Maybe not.
We'll lose some listeners.
Yeah. And as you say frequently, we can't afford to lose any listeners. Ken, brought to you in part by the folks at Purity Products, who present to you Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. Purity Products have taken a stand. They've put fish oil, which we all know we need, and krill oil, which maybe you didn't know you needed, but you do, all together. Our friends at Purity Products have realized that the fish oil is great for your cardiovascular health, and Ken likes things like that, although he'll tell you the best way to get it is to eat the good fish. But if you're not able to do that, then this is a great way to get on that program. It's Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. CoQ10 gives you the energy. The krill oil is good for your joints. And as I said, underscoring the omega-3s in fish oil, good for your cardiovascular health. Get them all together in one pill. Get them free. First bottle is free at 800-355-1493. Pay a little shipping and handling. That's it. 800-355-1493.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.